Concern remains as South Australia's algae bloom crisis persists beyond initial forecasts, and communities are feeling the impacts, including younger generations. Research indicates 67% of Australian youth struggle with eco-anxiety, and SA's marine catastrophe is only worsening symptoms. Blue Minds is a national youth wellbeing initiative and will visit seven local schools to support children with eco-anxiety following the state's marine crisis. The Wire's Tia Bailey spoke with Cal Glansnig, co-founder of Blue Minds and director and producer of documentary Rising Up.
It's really important to really try to spread a hopeful message because the future's unwritten and young people have such a big role to play to really look after themselves firstly, but how do young people really drive the change that our community and our country needs at the moment?
Why do you think particularly the youth of Australia are deeply concerned by the climate crisis?
I think it's the love that we have for our natural environment and for our planet. So this is something that young people are experiencing all across the world, but I think in Australia we're so uniquely tied to our ocean, to our own natural environment. So I think when we are seeing the impacts of climate change, not just in the future, but what we're experiencing now all over the country, it is really unsettling for a lot of young people.
In terms of more recent events, the algal bloom in South Australia has resulted in various negative impacts in our community. How have you seen this specifically affecting young people?
With the Blue Minds program, which is a partnership between Surface of Climate and the Good Human Factory, we've spent the last 12 months travelling all across the country. So we've delivered workshops to over 10,000 young people. And the biggest thing that we've realised in South Australia compared to any other place we've ever visited is just the amount of young people that are so concerned about the future of our planet. And we always ask at the start of our workshop who here loves the ocean. Everyone puts their hand up and then we say who's concerned about, you know, some of the different challenges that the ocean's going through. And compared to places like Perth or Sydney or Brisbane, yesterday afternoon we had about 90 to 95% of students put their hand up straight away, which just shows that eco-anxiety is so high and climate distress is so high here in South Australia at the moment, which has really been fueled by the algae bloom.
What is Blue Minds initiative in terms of helping young Australians turn their worries and eco-anxieties into action and resilience?
Yeah, so we always have the mindset that hope lies in action. So as long as we're doing things that are within our control, we can feel a bit better because we are writing the future and using our actions to steer it in a different direction. My background, I've been travelling the world, spoken at the United Nations COPs a couple of times and have been on a journey to really try to find how young people can take action to look after our ocean and our climate in a positive way. And I joined forces with Surface for Climate and Cooper Chapman, who has a book releasing next Wednesday, actually is a very big speaker in the mental health space, has spoken to 50,000 students about practical mental health tools that are scientifically backed. So we came together last year reading all of the research around eco-anxiety and how that is a really big problem for a lot of young people. It says about 67% of young Australians' mental health has been impacted by fears about the future of our climate. So we came together and have been delivering free high school and university workshops the last 12 months to over 10,000 students. And it's been incredible, the uptake. We've got around 95 schools on our wait list. So we're really trying to work out how we can reach as many young people as possible. And we're just on the road constantly, just really trying to spread a hopeful message of gratitude, of mindfulness and of positive ways to take action for our planet.
Clearly, Blue Minds relies on partnership with the local schools, councils and organisations. How important is this kind of community support in helping tackle eco-anxiety as well as the broader physical impact of the algal bloom?
Oh, it's incredibly important. I mean, it's like people who have young people in their lives to really look out for these signs of climate distress and, you know, create those safe spaces for young people, but also empower them about how they can create change. So tonight we've got a screening of my documentary Rising Up at the Nature Festival, which is really exciting to sort of have that community event and experience. But I think it's so important to get young people together to talk about these things, to not have it as a taboo, but realise that, it's a sign that we care about the future of our planet. Because I've always had the mindset and motto that hope lies in action. And there's a lot of research that's coming out now that if we are doing things about it, if we are taking ownership and control of our future, then that's going to make us actually feel better. So everything from picking up rubbish to turning the lights off to having conversations with politicians, all these different things that are within our control that we can do in our day-to-day lives. Yes, it might not change the whole world, but it's going to change our own individual world, and that's what's going to make us feel better, because at the end of the day, we can only do what's in our control. So as long as we are doing something about it, we're going to feel a bit better about the future.
Cal Glansnig, co-founder of Blue Minds and director and producer of documentary Rising Up, speaking with The Wire's Tia Bailey.